朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
如果连你们听了都会笑，那你觉得神会怎么看这件事情？
If you listen to what he has said and you're laughing, how do you think God would look at it?
所以照着圣经神的标准，你要证明你没罪的话，那你先想办法证明你不会死。
And the way for you to come and convince God that you do not need to die, there's no reason for you to die. You got to convince God that there is no sin in your life.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death came about because of sin.
历史历代所有的人都死了。
And throughout all history, everyone died.
它本身就是一个证明世人都犯了罪。
It is the testify of the word of God that all have sinned.
所以我的罪如果没有解决，我怎么去见神？
So if my sins are not dealt with, how do I come and see God?
所以亲爱的朋友，这是我们今天求你们，为什么要邀你们来听福音？为什么召唤你信耶稣？因为有一个重要的问题你没解决。
And dear friends, this is the reason why you are invited today. This is the reason why we are saying and sharing this today, because this is a critical issue that has not been dealt with in your life.
我们的罪如果没有被耶稣基督赦免洗净的话，我们将来去面对死亡跟死后的审判，怎么可能站得住？
If our sins have not been dealt with by the blood of Jesus Christ, how do you stand after death before the righteous God?
所以我们在这里讲到，人人都有一死，死后且有审判，而且神是照着个人一生所行的，或善或恶受报。
So every man is appointed once to die, and after death they will be judged according to what they have done.
所以我们真的都需要耶稣。
So we all need Jesus.
所以你千万不要以为基督徒自命清高，觉得怎么我说我是罪人。
And do not think the Christians when they boast that they are sinners.
你如果反过来问基督徒说你是罪人吗？
And when you turn around, you ask a Christian.Are you a sinner?
我跟你保证，他一定说是的。
I will tell you every single Christian will say that yes, I am a sinner.
所以有人说你要找圣人的话，到法院去找，因为每一个都说我没犯罪。
There are people that will say if you want to look for a saint, go to a court because everyone will say I'm innocent.
你想找罪人，到教会来找。
If you want to look for a sinner, go to a church.
从大到小，不管各行各业，不管他是谁，都说我是个罪人。
From the oldest to the youngest, it doesn't matter what they do, they will all proclaim that I'm a sinner.
哦、oh, ，在这位圣洁伟大的神面前，我们都承认自己是个罪人。
And this holy God, we all prostrate, we acknowledge we are sinful.
所以我常常说，基督教不是宗教，我不是要把教主介绍给你。
And what I often said, I said Christianity is not a religion. I am not giving you a religious doctrine.
基督教在传一位救主。
And we are speaking of a savior.
所以你不要说信耶稣只是为了得到一个 better life.
And the point of Christianity is that I will not simply have a better life.
Better life 是一定会有的结果。
And the better life is the consequence of this faith.
哪怕是在病痛中，在失业的里面，在各式各样的危难里面，我们因为信耶稣，都过了 better life.
Even in your sickbed,
更好的生活。
Even when you are laid off, you will be in the better life.
但是如果你没有接受救主的救赎的话，
but if you have not accepted the salvation from the Savior,
而只是羡慕。我有个寄托，弟兄姊妹，那个不叫基督教。
You simply respect the notion that I have something to lean on, a reliance. That's not Christianity.
基督教最核心的真理就是把人带回到神面前。
The core of Christianity is to bring man back to the presence of God.
要回到神圣洁神的面前，我们的罪必须借着耶稣基督来解决。
And for us to be brought back to the presence of God, this holy God, the issue of sin must be dealt with.
而且不仅仅罪得到解决。
Not only is sin dealt with.
他把一个永远的生命赐给我们。
He now gives us an eternal life.
所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以你如果忘了基督教核心真理，两个字记得就好了，一个是关系，一个是生命。
And if you forget about Christianity or what it's about altogether, just remember two words, it's relationship and it's, I'm sorry.
Life.
And life.
The most important thing is life.
The most important part is life.
基督来把他圣洁的生命给了我们。
Jesus Christ came to give us this holy life.
把一个永远的生命给了我们。
Giving us an eternal life.
所以我们底下继续要来看啊。
So we want to continue and look.
啊，这节经文，以弗所书第二章，我想因为时间的关系，我就不多说了哈。
Ephesians chapter 2, and because of time, I'm not going to take the time to read right now.
但是我们念一遍哈。
Let's read it together. Sorry.
不说但是念、
oh, we're gonna read it together.
当我们死在过犯中的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来他又叫我们与基督一同复活一同坐在天上要将他极丰富的恩典就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显来给后来的世代看
It says even when we were dead in trespasses made us alive together with Christ by grace you have been saved and raised up togetherAnd made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
我们基督徒都有这种在坟墓里死亡的经历。
And every single Christian has this experience of feeling being in the grave.
不管是死在罪恶过犯中
，Rather we are dead in our sin and our trespass，
或在落在极深的痛苦跟彻底的绝望中
，Or in a state of great pain and great hopelessness。
好，接下来我们读第二段，讲耶稣说：“我是复活，我是生命。
”And then we continue to see and read. Jesus says, "I am resurrection. I am life."
他说：“信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
So those who believe in me shall never die. Do you believe these words?
然后可能很多基督徒都不敢回答这句话。
Maybe perhaps even a lot of Christians wouldn't dare to answer.
耶稣说：“信了我就永远不死。”
Jesus, if you believe in me, you will never die.
因为他给了我们一个 eternal life， 永远的生命。
Because he's given us an eternal life.
那既然叫 eternal life， 就永远不死。
If it's called eternal life, that means you'll never die.
所以圣经上再也不叫基督徒是死了，而是说是睡了。
So scripture never calls that a Christian is dead. It says that they are asleep.
因为我得到了一个全新的生命。
Because I have received a brand new life.
这个生命就是耶稣基督做我的生命。
It is that this life of Jesus Christ has become my life.
这个生命是永远不会再死的生命。
This life is a life that will never die.
所以当我肉身死了的时候，我断气了以后。
So after I give up my last breath in this physical world.
我那个生命还是不死的。
This life, it will not die.
啊，所以活着信我的人必永远不死。
And those who believe in me, they will never die.
所以这个要接受这个永远不死的生命，是只有在你我活着的时候才有机会。
The only opportunity for you to receive this eternal life is that while we are still physically alive.
主耶稣讲话每一个字都是有他讲究的。
So Jesus, when he speaks, every word, every phrase that he puts together has a reason.
所以算我们求求你们这些还没信耶稣的人，一定要在活着的时候。接受他。
So we're asking all who have not yet come to faith in Christ, while you still have breath, come and receive him.
啊，所以耶稣不仅仅自己先从死里面复活。
Jesus himself not only did he first rose from the dead.
圣经上说他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
It says that he is the beginning, he's the first born from the dead.
因为刚才我们讲过，死亡是从罪来的。
And we said that.Death came because of sin.
耶稣在地上从来没有犯过罪。
Jesus, while he was on earth, he has never sinned.
所以死亡在他身上没有权势。
So death has no power over him.
这个圣经上说死的毒钩就是罪。
And the scripture says that the sting of death is sin.
换句话说，你如果有罪进到死亡，你是出不来的。
In other words, if you have sin and you come and enter into death, you cannot get out.
但是当耶稣没有罪，为着我们钉在十字架上，他为我们死了以后。
When Jesus, who has never sinned, when he died on the cross and he was buried,
他进到了死亡，进到了阴间，但是阴间不能够拘禁他，不能够扣制。
He entered into death, he entered into Hades, but it has no power over him.
所以三天之后，他从死里复活。
So the third day he rose from the dead.
哦，那个掌死权的魔鬼
啊。The devil who holds the power of death.
就发疯了一样，想尽办法想要拘禁耶稣。
He's going crazy. He wants to hold him down.
但是耶稣没有罪。
But Jesus has never sinned.
死亡的毒钩根本勾不住他。
The sting of death cannot grab a hold of him.
他从死里面出来。
So he rose from the dead.
所以复活节我们每次唱到他起来，他起来，我们这心。 奔放啊。
And so whenever we sing on Resurrection Sunday, He arose, He arose, we're about to explode.
他借着死，圣经上说败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So by death, He has abolished, He has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
他把复活的生命给我们。
He's given us this resurrected life.
他把胜过死亡的权柄给了我们。
He's given us the authority to overcome death.
让我们都不再害怕了。
That we no longer need to fear death.
所以耶稣从死里复活，而且败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So Jesus rose from the dead, and He destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
而且他把他自己的生命赐给一切相信他的人。
And that He gave His life to all those who would believe.
那我们不是只是客观地看耶稣的得胜，
that we are not simply objectively watching His victory，
而是每一个基督徒在我每一天的生活和遭遇中，我都可以来经历复活的生命和大能。
And that every Christian in every day, and no matter what they encounter, they may experience the power of resurrection.
所以我们今天的背诵经文，我们也是读一遍就够了，很清楚的。
So, our memorization verse today, we're just going to recite and read it together once.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgmentBut has passed from death into life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
今天我们在这里说，一个死掉的人怎么可能自己走出坟墓？这个题目太矛盾了。
And we say that this topic today it seems like it's in contradictory. How can someone who is dead walk out of his own grave?
他怎么可能自己走出坟墓来
？How is it possible that he, by his own strength, walked out of his own grave?
你讲的对，没有一个人可以自己走出坟墓来。
You are right.No one can walk out of his own grave.
我们可以走出坟墓来，是因为死人听见了神儿子的声音啊。
You are able because those who died have heard the voice of the Son of God.
所以耶稣在这里说，时候将到，如今就是了。
So Jesus says, the time is coming, and I tell you now is.
死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的就要活了。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这巴不得所有基督徒都是一个复活生命的见证人。
And I pray how every Christian is a witness of this resurrected power.
我们很简单的讲圣经上一个小小的故事哈，一个事实，不是故事。
I want to comment and speak to you of this truth of the story that has happened in Scripture.
有两个姐妹跟他们一个兄弟三个人，有人说他们很可能是孤儿，因为只讲了他们三个，没讲父母。
There were two sisters and a brother that they are probably orphans because the Scripture only mentioned the three of them.
有一天这个兄弟重病了，两个姐妹就赶快打发人到很远的地方到处去找耶稣。
One day this brother was sick.And so the two sisters sent someone to go and call Jesus to come.
那么后来耶稣甚至故意慢了两天才来，这个兄弟死掉了。
Jesus, after hearing this, this invitation, he particularly delayed, and because of this delay, this brother died.
所以耶稣来的时候已经隔了好几天，这个尸体放在坟墓里面，而且已经臭了。
And when Jesus has come, as many days has gone by, and this corpse has been laid in the tomb for 3 days, and it stinks now.
这两个姐妹非常爱耶稣。耶稣也很爱他们三个人。
And these two sisters loved Jesus. Jesus loved these three siblings.
看见那么多人在那里哀哭难过，圣经上最短的一节经文出现了，叫做耶稣哭了。
And he saw all of these people in great sorrow and weeping. And the scripture, the shortest verse, it says Jesus wept.
这英文只有两个字哈，更短。
English version is even shorter in Chinese.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
然后耶稣说：“你们带我去。”
And then Jesus says, "Take me to the graveside."
他站在坟墓面前。
He stood before that grave.
他们都说他臭了，你还要干什么？
And they said, "He stinks now. What are you doing, Jesus?"
那底下我们来看这个故事啊。
And now let's come and look at the story together.
耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天，他有一段的祷告，我把它省略了。然后大声的呼叫说：“拉撒路，出来！” 那个使人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
And Jesus again groaning in himself came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone laid against it. Jesus says, take away the stone. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and prayed. He prayed to the Father. And now he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he who had died came out bound hand and foot from the grave cloth, and his face was wrapped with cloth. And Jesus said to them,Loose him and let him go.
如果你还没信耶稣，你也许觉得这是个神话。
If you have not yet come to faith in Jesus, you say, "Oh, this is just a fairy tale."
但是对我们基督徒来说，一个神来到地上要行神迹，太容易的事情。
God coming to earth for him to perform a miracle is something very, very easy.
人做的事叫事迹。
And the things that we do are ordinary. They're obvious.
神做的事叫神迹。
But the things that God does, they are called miracles, the acts of God.
如果神不能够行神迹，他就不叫神。
If God is not able to do the acts of God, these miracles, then he is not God.
圣经上告诉我们，万有是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
The scripture says that all things were made by him and for him.
而这一位宇宙的主宰，圣经上说他是从死里首先复生。
The author of the universe, the scripture says that he's the first fruit from the dead.
他已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
That by death he has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
所以他有权柄，他有能力叫死人复活。
He has the authority, he has the power to raise someone from the dead.
那当然今天我们看见肉身死掉复活的例子，我们很难得看到。
And it's true that it's seldom that we see those who have physically died and come back to life.
但是耶稣给我们的永生是指的我们在灵魂里面永远活着。
But the eternal life that he has given us speaks of the life that is placed in us that we will forever live.
而且将来他来的时候，他要给我们一个全新的身体，再也不会朽坏的身体。
And upon his second return, he will give us a brand new body, a body that will never corrupt.
所以那我们今天就来看，当这里有一个人躺在坟墓已经几天了，死了，臭了。
And we come and look at this person who's been lying there in his tomb.He stinks, and he's been dead there for many days.
外面人看着他，充满了难过、舍不得、悲痛跟绝望。
And everybody who looks at him, who comes and remember him, they are broken, they are hopeless. There's nothing left to think about for him.
那对这个死掉的人来说，更是 hopeless.
But for this person who's also lying in the grave, it is absolutely hopeless.
You have nothing he can do.
Because there is nothing he can do.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天你来的时候，或是在你人生的未来，会不会碰到类似的经历，就是彻底的绝望。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, I don't know on your way here or in your future, do you come? Would you come to the place where you would feel the sense of hope?
可是我们或者受到了很深的伤害和痛苦，或者我们 depressed 到一个地步，我们 hopeless.
Maybe we've been hurt.Maybe we suffer pain and we go through trials and difficulties to the point, to the extent that life feels like it's hopeless.
耶稣叫一个死了这么久了，甚至已经完全绝望、臭的从里面出来。
And Jesus called forth a person who's been dead for many days, and he stinks, and he came forth.
他昨日、今日、直到永远，他没有改变。
He is the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他今天一样可以把你叫出来。
Today, he can also summon you out.
我们有太多的基督徒都经历了被他从死亡、从坟墓、从沮丧谷、从流泪谷里面给召出来。
And there's so many Christians that will be able to testify that I have been called out of my valley of death.
当耶稣在坟墓面前哭的时候
，So when Jesus wept before this tomb,
别人说：“哦，他真爱这个人。
”And people around him said, "Ah, he truly loves this man."
为什么耶稣哭
？Why did Jesus weep?
在演戏吗？
Was he putting on a display or a show?
你马上就要叫他出来了，你哭什么？
You're about to call him out of the grave. Why are you crying?
所以别人都以为耶稣太爱这个人，难过的哭了。
So many people thought, oh, Jesus loved this man so much that he is sorrowful. He's weeping.
耶稣不是为拉撒路难过哭。
Jesus was not weeping for Lazarus.
他是为着整个受造的人类在死亡面前的那种无奈、无助、痛苦、绝望。
He is crying out because he saw the hopeless of all mankind at the gate of death.
因为撒旦界的、罪恶界的世界，借用各样的方法在这里伤害人，把人搞成这个样子。
Because Satan, through the world, through sin, through all the things that he could do, to brought man to the state of death.
神起初造人的时候，不是造成这个样子。
When God made man, it was not for this.
有一个死刑犯准备枪毙的前一个晚上，他妈妈去看他。
When a criminal was about to be executed, the night before he was to be executed, his mom went to visit him.
他妈妈坐在面前，看着他的孩子，满脸眼泪。
And her mom sitting there watching her son, she was just weeping.
他做了多少的坏事，杀人放火，我不记得了。反正妈妈在那里难过。
He's done all sorts of wickedness, but his mom was there, sitting in front of him, weeping.
但妈妈在眼泪中讲了一句话。
His mom, in her tears, said one thing.
妈妈当初生你的时候不是这个样子。
This is not why I gave birth to you.
哪一个小孩生下来不像天使啊？
Now, can you identify any child that was not born like an angel?
多么可爱！
How beautiful!
所有江湖大盗、死刑犯，他小的时候都很可爱。
All the thieves, all the evil men, they were all born to begin that way.
人类被撒旦在这里偷窃、杀害、毁坏、玷污，把人搞成这个样子，在死亡面前。完全无可奈何。
Humanity has suffered under the hands of the thief, the robber who's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has ruined humanity.
在我们的痛苦、我们的遭遇上，我们完全束手无策。
In all the pains of this life, we feel absolutely helpless.
所以我希望今天，不管你多大的难处，要对耶稣带着盼望。
Today, no matter how great of a difficulty you are going through.Hope in Jesus.
当他叫你出来的时候，我希望你信而顺服的愿意出来。
When you hear him say, "Come forth," I pray that you will come forth.
有一个老牧师说，还好那天耶稣喊了一声，拉撒路出来。
And there was a pastor that jokingly said it was a good thing Jesus said Lazarus before he said, "Come forth."
光写出来的话，所有坟墓人都出来了。
If he said, "Come forth," all those who've been dead in the grave will come forth.
其实耶稣的心就是巴不得所有的。人都从死亡里面出来。
Oh, how the heart of Jesus yearns that all those who are dead would come forth.
尤其对着你我今天还活着可以信他就永远不死的人。
But particularly concerning those of us who are still breathing, that we have an opportunity to accept him and believe in him, and we would never die.
第二个，我们看到这个故事的时候。
Secondly, when we see this illustration,
我们的注意力常常都会放在这个周围那种充满喜乐啊，充满惊叹者的这些反应。
And oftentimes, at the conclusion of what Jesus has done, we all focus on the jubilation, the celebration, the response of the people.
但是我们也不要忽略了拉撒路的反应。
But I want to ask everybody, do not take your eyes off Lazarus.
当拉撒路听见神儿子的声音的时候
，When Lazarus heard the voice of the Son of God,
他没有赖在里面不出来。
He did not stay there and didn't come out.
当生命来的时候
When life comes,
当救恩临到他的时候
When salvation came to him,
他马上 take action, 他巴不得脱离坟墓
He took action. He says, I'm getting out of the grave.
他巴不得脱离死亡的笼罩
And he says, I want to come out of the shadow of death.
有人说照以色列那种死亡的尸体全部包的话拉撒路出来要像僵尸一样这样跳出来的
And they said, according to custom, as he was wrapped with a burial cloth,For him to come out, he has to hop and jump out of the grave.
你可以看得出他里面有个 strong desire. 我要离开这里，我不要再继续活在这样子的痛苦里面。
You know Lazarus has a strong desire. He says, "I will no longer remain in this grave."
我不要活在这个洞的黑暗里，我不要活在死亡的笼罩里。
I don't want to live in this darkness. I do not want to live under the shadow of death.
我不要继续活在痛苦，活在绝望里。
I do not want to live in sorrow. I do not want to live in hopelessness.
所以他出来了。
So he came forth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我也希望我们在我们里面有这样子的一个迫切，我要离开。
I pray that in our hearts there is a desperation.
我要走向救主，走向耶稣。
I want to come out. I want to walk toward my Savior.
第三个
，Thirdly,
当他出来的时候
，When he came out,
手脚裹着布
，His hands, his feet, his body was bound.
脸上遮着手巾
His face was covered.
啊，原来是一个石头封住坟墓。
There was a rock that sealed him in.
你想要出来，你想要自由。
You want to come out. You want to be free.
不光我里面的生命需要得到耶稣基督复活的生命。
Not only my life needs to receive the life of resurrection from Jesus.
我也需要把我身上所有已经有的捆绑 要靠着主把它给脱掉。
I need to come and undo all the bondage in my life by the Lord.
今天多少基督徒已经重生得救了
？As so many Christians today, you are truly born again.
但是在我们身上还是有这么多的捆绑这样子捆着。
But in your life, you discover there's still a lot of things around you that's holding you captive.
我们得着了自由了，但是我们想要出来的时候，有个大石头挡着。
You've already been set free, but you discover in your path there's a rock in front of you.
但弟兄姊妹。我们一方面讲到神的儿女们需要在爱中彼此扶持。
Brother sister, on the one hand, we see this illustration as brothers and sisters to one another. We need to serve one another.
耶稣说：“把石头挪开，这是他自己做不到的。”
Jesus says, "Remove that stone." It's not something that he could do himself.
耶稣说：“解开。”
Jesus says, "Let him go."
把捆绑他的、把遮蔽他的东西都拿掉，让他看得清楚，让他能够行动。
All those things that keeps him bound, remove those so that he can see.
这是为什么我们要来到教会？我们需要借着彼此的扶持。
This is the reason why we need to come to the church, the body of Christ, that we minister to one another.
我们一起学习把我们的重担跟捆绑能够除掉。
We need to learn how together to let go of our burdens, those things that bind us.
但是另外一方面
，The other hand，
我们也不能把我一辈子的这种需要都记挂在别人的身上。
I cannot set all of my hope on someone else.
当石头挪开了，这是他做不了的。
When the stone was removed, he could not do it.
当别人帮助他解开了一部分以后，他可以自己继续解开。
When someone begins to loosen him up, he now can start ripping things off.
你如果看到一个大人从头到尾每一个扣子、每一个鞋子、鞋带都要你帮他穿，你会觉得这个人怎么搞呢
？If you see a person, a grown man, now somebody's dressing him, buttoning him up, putting his belt on, pulling up his zipper, you say, "What's wrong with this guy?"
我们需要在神家，我们要长进。要能够靠着主的恩典，在凡事上长进，学习经历得胜。
In the house of God, we need to grow in the grace of God, and we all need to come and experience the victories in Christ.
既然复活的生命已经来了
，If the life of resurrection is in you,
圣经上说要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
The Scripture says, "Let all that we do have the newness of life."
不要再活得天天被绑成那个样子。
That every single day you are living like you are bound like a corpse.
神的确差遣人解开，帮助我们走了。
Yes, Jesus will bring people around you in your life to loosen you up so that you can move.
我们也要在基督的里面靠着主能够得胜。
But in Christ, by the Lord, now you need to experience victory.
脱离一切的捆绑和辖制。
To get out of all those things that hold you bondage.
所以今天是复活节。
Today is the day of resurrection.
我真的希望我们的注意力不是在外面的节日的 celebration.
I want to pray that our eyes aren't set, they are not set on this outward celebration.
刚才唱了那么多那么好的诗歌，哎呀，神的儿子复活了。
The worship team led us to wonderful songs that yes, the Son of God, He is risen.
因着他胜过死亡，带给我们盼望。
Because He overcame death.It gave us hope.
因着他胜过死亡，把复活的生命和能力赐给了我们。
Because he overcame death, he gave us the power of resurrection.
因着他胜过死亡，我们知道有一天，我们都要活在永恒里面。
Because he overcame death, we will all live one day in eternity.
我们都在回家的路上。
We are all on our way home.
昨天傍晚，我跟于师母去看望一个病重的姐妹。
Last night, Pastor Nancy and I went to visit a sister who is in illness.
医生甚至说她已经病危了。
Doctor says that she is at the end of her life journey.
但我们看见她那样平静的脸色，祷告里面满了对神的感恩。
She was calm in her face. You could see.Thankfulness towards the Lord.
虽然她非常舍不得她的家人，但是她也知道她要往哪里去。
She misses her family tremendously, but she knows where she's going.
死亡再也不能威胁神的儿女们。
Death has no hold on her.
因为我们知道，我们不过只是过了一个关卡，我们进到永远去。
And death has no hold on the children of God because we're coming across the threshold. We are entering to eternity.
我们就好像全家有一个 family reunion.我们这是我几年前的经历。我们家有六个兄弟，再加上孙子下代，已经四代，要全部 reunion 到东岸去。
And this is like a family reunion is to come. It's very much like my house. I have five other brothers, and we have many sons and grandchildren. It's four generation we've met together.
有人早到，有人慢到。
There will be some who will arrive earlier, some will arrive later.
到最后全部都到。
But at the end, we're all there.
那个喜乐，我们那样子的珍惜。
We love those moments when we see one another.
但是我们还得分开。
But we know that physically here on earth, we're still going to be parted.
但是 天家是我们共同的家，我们回到神那里去了。
Our heavenly home is our home together. We're going to one day all go home.
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
This is the hope of glory.
我们虽然先后离开了。
Though we all may go home at a different time.
但是我们没有那种撕裂心肠、绝望、无助的痛苦。
But we are not a place where our hearts are rent and we are at the place of hopelessness.
我们只有舍不得。
We miss that.
但是我们却知道我们往哪里去了。
But we all know where we are going.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends,
我真的希望我们每一个人
，I pray every one of us.
当耶稣在这里说出来
，When Jesus says this morning, come forth.
他说，死人听见神儿子的声音就都要出来。
Says the dead who hears the voice of the Son of God, they will be made alive.
要走出你的坟墓来。
You need to come forth out of your grave.
走到耶稣面前。
Come before the presence of God.
走到神儿女们中间。
Come walk among the children of God.
让我们不仅有复活的生命。
Not only would you have this resurrected life.
让我们脱离所有的捆绑。
That I would be set free from all those things that hold me bound.
一举一动有新生的样式。
That every act, every way of my living has a newness of life.
基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just as Jesus, through the glory of God, who is risen from the dead.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads. Let's pray together.
我不晓得在这么短的时间，我们讲了一个这么重要的题目。
In such a short time, we spoke of something that is really, really important.
你能够接受多少
？I don't know how much of it you have received.
但是我们所有的基督徒都在这里，发自内心的盼望看到。你跟我们一样接受耶稣。
But every one of us who have been redeemed, have been saved by Jesus Christ, our desire is that you would receive him.
圣经上说耶稣来不是要定我们的罪，要来责怪、责备我们。
Jesus says that he did not come into the world to condemn the world.
他来是要叫我们因着他得救。
That we might be saved through him.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。